Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
Hey, we made it to Friday. Happy you're with us here on the Mark Cox Morning Show, the 20th day of June, the first day of summer. And boy, is it going to feel like it out there. Going to be in the 90s over the weekend, heating up for you. Great pool weather. Whatever. Hopefully you don't have to get out and do yard work in the middle of this mess, for sure. Because with all that rain we have had, I noticed some yards are looking like they're going to have to be mowed. Somebody's going to be doing some sweating.
I've seen a lot of that, too.
There's no doubt about that. Welcome in. That's Scott Jagow you hear over there. Kim St. Ange continues to be on vacation. She'll be back on Monday, along with Ethan Bright. Right now, we got Drew running the board for us, which is great. Sue Thomas still keeping you up to track on all of your traffic out there. Some sunshine slowdowns, no doubt. But we'll get you to work this morning. Don't worry. Hang out with us for a few minutes. We're going to have the winner of our Queen of Hearts drawing today. For, of course, to benefit Guns N' Hoses. We're the official radio station of Guns N' Hoses. We're pretty proud of that. And we get to do this every Friday morning. And thanks to our friends at Backstoppers and Guns N' Hoses and all of our first responders for what they do. We do appreciate that. Before the end of the hour, we're going to be talking some more about the Iran situation from a Middle Eastern perspective, because oftentimes we're looking at this from an American perspective and what solutions are in our eyes, may not be exactly the same as they are for the people who have grown up and existed in the Middle East. And it's all tied together, right? What's going on in Palestine, what's going on in Iran now, at the heart of it is this intense hatred for Israel. That the anti-Semitism is what drives all of this. So we're going to talk to Asaf Romorowski about that, who's a Middle East scholar. That's coming up here at about 8:35. Stay tuned for that. Right now, I'm going to have Drew go ahead and get to our top stories, please.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Democracy is not self-executing. It requires people, judges and people in the Justice Department and people throughout the government who take an oath to uphold the Constitution. When that isn't happening, we start drifting.
So, I wonder how many injunctions got filed against Barack Obama when he was president. I can tell you one thing, however many they were, they pale in comparison to the overreach by the judiciary against Donald Trump.
When you think about it, Kamala Harris, light years ahead of Donald Trump as it relates to qualifications, as it relates to her overall resume, and as it relates to the fact that she was a lot younger.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can you believe they went and picked out a bunch of old white dudes again? That is Jasmine Crockett, the new face of the Democrat Party. It's part of Operation Let Her Speak.
She is a rising star. It's quite something to behold, actually. I hope that she continues to be a rising star for the Republican Party, at least. I think it's incredibly derogatory to accuse nearly 80 million Americans of mental illness.
Yeah, Caroline Leavitt there talking about the rising star Jasmine Crockett and her continued claims about Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. And she also claimed yesterday that she had never seen any evidence that there was anything wrong with Joe Biden. That gives you a dense factor there that goes along with the whole thing.
Democratic Party. They are actually supporting putting hands on ICE. We've seen them. We've seen them put hands on ICE. We've seen them impede ICE enforcement efforts. I cannot believe anybody thinks it's okay for elected official to interfere in a lawful arrest by a federal law enforcement agency.
True. Tom Homan speaking some truth there and saying that if it comes to it, there will be arrests. Let's hope it doesn't come to it. All right, we are going to, right now, I want to get to some comments Charlie Kirk made over the weekend. That is, you got to love this. It's got the left rattled this morning. You know, they get really distracted when people like Harrison Butker point out, controversially apparently, that at a Catholic university where Butker gave his speech last year, he suggested, I know there are many of you in this audience who want nothing more than to get married and have a family, and that's okay. Remember the blow up over that? People were trying to get him canceled out of the NFL. Remember? They wanted the Chiefs to fire Harrison Butker because he dared to suggest that something like that would be okay. Listen.
I think it is you, the women, who have had the most diabolical lies told to you. How many of you are sitting here now, about to cross this stage, and are thinking about all the promotions and titles you are going to get in your career? Some of you may go on to lead successful careers in the world, but I would venture to guess that the majority of you are most excited about your marriage and the children you will bring into this world.
Yeah, that was so controversial that they tried to get the Chiefs to fire him. You know what the Chiefs did instead? They extended his contract and gave him more millions of dollars. Good for you, Harrison Butker. You're a role model for so many people in this country. Yesterday, Charlie Kirk said basically the same thing at some Turning Point speech he gave to a bunch of high schoolers, and it's got the people at the Huffington Post in a huff this morning. They just can't believe it.
Hi, Charlie. I'm Addie, and I'm 14. I'm a freshman in high school, and I was wondering, as someone who has like a different opinion on college, what would you say the pros and cons are? Because I'm interested in political journalism, and what would your advice be?
Yes. So let me also speak to some of the young ladies here in high school, where your top, if you are, who's here, where your top priority? Your top priority is get married and have kids. Raise your hand. Okay. Interestingly, I think there is an argument to bring back the MRS degree, and no, seriously. And just be clear, that's why you're going to college, right? Don't lie to yourself. Like, don't, like, oh, I'm studying sociology. No, you're not. We know why you're here. And that's okay, actually. And that's a really good reason to go to college, actually, especially an SEC school. Like, you will find a husband.
Now, if you are, as Rush Limbaugh so eloquently put it, a feminazi, and that teed you off, you need to reexamine your life. Nothing Harrison Butker said and nothing Charlie Kirk said keeps you from doing or achieving or overachieving anything you want to do in life. What it does is expose the lie that so many young women have been told to devalue the fact that many of them want a marriage and they want children and their career is not the most important thing to them. Both of those things can exist at the same time unless you are potentially a feminazi, as Rush always put it. Kirk went on because he wanted to make sure that he was clearly understood on this issue. Listen.
And by the way, we should bring back the celebration of the MRS degree, which is, no, serious. I mean, if you think about it, like, I say college is a scam, but if you're going to find your life partner, like, that's actually a really good reason to go to college. You have a bunch of people that are single, you know, they're at the prime of their, you know, let's just say attractiveness. The dating pool is as robust as you ever find, and they all live together over a 4-year period. Like, you don't get much better than that, okay? It doesn't get better after college there. And so, yeah, you could go learn some stuff. That's fine, I guess, or whatever. Just don't listen to your professors. But that actually was the reason why a lot of women went to college in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And it worked. Marriage rates have plummeted since then.
Yeah, marriage rates have plummeted since then. Good for you, Charlie Kirk, for speaking some truth to the young women in America, just like Harrison Butker did. Do what you want. Don't feel intimidated if that's what you want, is to be a wife and a mother. We should cherish that and embrace it and not browbeat people into believing that that's lesser than in some way. And for too long in this country, the media and the left have gotten away with that. But no more. No mas, as Roberto Duran so famously said one time. How about that? All right, coming up, we're going to get to our Queen of Hearts drawing. We'll pick the winner for this week and tell you how you can take part. And then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk to an expert from the Middle East on...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This whole mix up with in Gaza and now with Iran... And really, what is at stake here from his point of view? We'll be right back. All right, we will get to our Queen of Hearts drawing here coming up at the bottom of the hour, because the big news, of course, in Washington, D.C. is outside of the White House there, where people are paying attention to what's going on in Iran and what the president might be doing next, because that's of course foremost on everyone's mind right now. And we are going to get right now. Let's see. We got Alexandria Hoff on the phone. Alexandria is with Fox News. She's been reporting from the White House all morning. Thank you for giving me some time this morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. And thank you for playing my walkout song and the intro to this segment.
No problem. Even if that was coincidence, I'm glad that worked out. That was great. So President Trump has now claiming he's got what? He's going to give him two more weeks. What are they saying about that at the White House?
Yeah, so this is a two-week window. The president could make his decision really in any time on potential U.S. action that could be taken against Iran. But President Trump wants to give this window of opportunity to Iran to come again to the negotiating table. You know, that's going to be a tricky one, though. You have Iranian leadership right now, according to Reuters, saying that if zero nuclear enrichment is the standard that President Trump is going to set, that they are simply not going to meet that. They also say that they are not going to negotiate while still under fire with Israel. So the president has given himself a bit of runway to really consider a lot of things. It's maybe not just negotiations, but it's, you know, you got to consider assets in the region, potential domestic pushback that could come with this, and Iran's future if their current regime were to topple.
Well, pushback from within his own conservative ranks, right? Within MAGA, where there's a lot of debate over this.
Right. I mean, absolutely. So there's the political ramifications of something like this. He wants to make sure, you know, potentially that he gets the right people in his corner if there is any action to be taken, and make sure that this message is illustrated to the American public, at least when it comes to the threat level of nuclear proliferation caused by Iran.
Yeah, that's a very good point. Alexandria Hoff with us this morning from Fox News and at the White House. I know, Alexandria, one of the stories that you'll be covering today as well are these Fox polls that have come out, and some of it's focused on these congressional hearings on Joe Biden. And maybe, I don't know about if it's the auto pen or whether or not his doctors knew what was going on with him, right?
Yeah, and it's been a struggle to get a lot of these answers. And I think that's what these legislators have come forward with in some of these hearings, like, hey, wait a minute, you know, this is a democracy. We have we elected a president. Maybe not everybody participated, but he represented everybody. And as taxpayers, we deserve some answers. So they've been trying to, you know, come to the bottom of some of those lingering questions we have. But these Fox News polls, they're interesting, maybe not surprising, though. 52% of Americans do think it is important to investigate whether Biden's advisors had used the auto pen without his awareness. And 52%, I mean, that's the majority of Americans, but not a vast majority. You have to also consider there might be some saying, I don't know if I really want my tax dollars at this point being used on an investigation into this when we have more pressing matters. 46% said it was time to move on from that.
Wow. And a surprisingly high number, 68%, that included Democrats in that poll, thought it was pretty clear that the Biden White House had covered up his condition, correct?
Yeah, 68%. But, you know, we all were looking at the man. We were looking at the president. So true. I wonder if 68% of those who are willing to admit now, they think that there is a bit of dishonesty. Maybe some people didn't want to admit it to themselves either, what they were seeing with their own eyes. There was moments I think every American was like, oh, you know, okay, hope he's all right. So that's, you know, that's how surveys work. Not everybody's going to, some people are going to express what they think their party wants to express.
And if I'm correct on this, Alexandria, at the hearing they had this week, the Democrats' side of the dais was empty, right? They didn't they show up and make an opening statement and then leave the room?
Yeah, I think there were two, right, that kind of lingered for a bit there. But clearly they feel we need to move on. But there are questions. I mean, the auto pen question is one that is not going to go away, though, because Democrats at some point are going to want to bring this up. So it would be perhaps in their best interest to show some due diligence now that, hey, we don't want things signed. I mean, it was first used under President Obama. He was overseas. He did give authorization for the auto pen to be used, but it was controversial then. So for the fact that some Democrats are saying, oh, this isn't even an issue now, is somewhat surprising.
Very true. Alexandria Hoff, love your work. Thank you. Keep up the good work.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk to you again soon. We'll get your walkout music for you every time. If we can get her on here more often, that would be fantastic. All right, coming up here, we're going to get to our winner of the Queen of Hearts drawing, I promise you. In fact, we can probably do that right now if you want to hit that opening
Guns
for
and
me.
Guns N' Roses Queen of Hearts, benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
Queen of Hearts winner this week is the Five of Hearts. That is in slot number 9. The winner is going to get $25. 297-815-928 is the ticket number. They'll be reaching out to you if indeed you are the winner. Congratulations. The jackpot's up to almost $3,000 now. If you draw the Queen of Hearts, you win half of that jackpot. The other half goes to Guns and Hoses and then ultimately to Backstoppers by the end of the year. Just go to STLGunsAndHoses.com to play. The cards are only $5 a piece. All the money goes to a great cause. STLGunsAndHoses.com. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Certainly, the entire world is on the president's side when it comes to the fact that Iran cannot obtain a nuclear weapon. This is something that pretty much all of humanity, except for the Iranian terrorist regime themselves, agree upon. And so the president expects that Europe will deliver that message directly to the Iranians.
All right. Caroline Leavitt there from the White House yesterday. And, you know, this is an issue that we have different perspectives on as to whether or not the U.S. should get involved over there. We've invited Dr. Asaf Ramarowski on this morning. He's a Mideast scholar. He's executive director of the Association for the Study of the Middle East and Africa. And, Dr. Ramarowski, welcome in. How are you, sir?
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So, you know, I think maybe for those who haven't concentrated on the Middle East as you have, we have different historical perspectives on what's going on with Iran, what precipitated this. What is your take on where things stand right now with the president giving this two-week deadline?
Well, I mean, let's contextualize where we are. I mean, Iran has been the root cause of many of the problems when it comes to America's war on terrorism for the past 46 years. It got to a point where Iran was literally about to have enough weapons-grade uranium to create a nuclear bomb. The Israelis basically took the initiative exactly at the timeline when the 60-day expired after Trump gave his deadline. And where we are now is that the Israelis have been surgically taking out intelligence, scientists, as well as the facilities that are all part of that, and where they're looking for support, and hopefully will receive some, is from the United States as it relates to the bunker busters and as it relates to the B-2s and B-52s to be able to disseminate and to actually tackle Fordo. Fordo is one of the more fortified nuclear facilities. It's not the only one, and it's not if you take out Fordo, then the job will be done, but it is one of the obstacles that are in the way for the Israelis to complete the job. And that's exactly kind of where we are at this point as a result of Trump giving another 2 weeks to look at this and see if the U.S. is going to get involved. Also, it's important to note, you know, that he said up to 2 weeks, didn't say exactly 2 weeks. With Donald Trump, obviously, there's a lot of unknowns, but I would say that you'll see something within the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, well, you know, I think that's interesting. Dr. Asaf Ramarowski with us right now. Looking at this region, I know Syria has been in upheaval recently, but I'm not seeing a lot of support for Iran as I might have expected from some of its neighboring countries to the fact that Israel is attacking right now. Where's that coming from?
So Syria is an important angle, but, you know, so had all of this taken place pre-Israel's taking out Hezbollah's leadership in the really magnificent pager operation, Hezbollah is a direct arm of the Islamic Republic of Iran, and you would have seen ballistics missiles raining in onto Israel now in tandem. You know, just to give you context, when Israel was attacked by Hamas, back on 10/7, Hamas had about 30,000 rockets. Hezbollah has between 150 and 200,000. And so that's kind of what you look at contextually wise. But because the Assad regime has now collapsed, you're seeing uniquely Hezbollah being quiet, which I think is obviously very telling, given the fact that they are part of the contiguous line of Shiism all the way from Iran, all the way to Syria.
Interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard that talked about a lot, and I've wondered about that lack of support in the region. Dr. Ramarowski, how about Gaza? Like, that's kind of been overshadowed now by what's going on with Iran.
Well, Gaza is still an objective, and Gaza is still part of the war. Let's not forget that this entire war with Gaza has been part of the multi-front war with Iran. All of the actors that Israel has been fighting, these terrorist Islamist organizations, are proxies of Iran. And so I think that now that Israel has gone for the jugular and going directly after the head of the Hydra, you are seeing reactions that are reverberating. That is to say, the Houthis are indeed joining the party. Hamas, you know, is clearly going to be acting on this as well. But obviously, Iran being a problem, you're seeing less. Not that the focus has been a little bit more, given the fact that we're talking about nuclear capabilities versus conventional, which is the difference between the two. But the difficulty when it comes to...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Gaza, as it relates to the hostages, that still continues to be a major problem.
I have read, Doctor, that the mullahs will never surrender. That they don't care for themselves and they're willing to die for the cause. Do you think that is true? And that this is probably only going to end one way.
100%. I mean, I think that part of the loss in translation that we have seen is that we've been soft-pedaling what they've been saying. I think we should take them exactly at their word and not minimize as to where they are. And unless we're going to see full regime change, you're going to see a lot more of this. They are committed ideologically, theologically, and politically to attack Jews, Americans, and Westerners. Let's not forget that they see Israel as a small Satan, America as the large Satan. That satanic alliance in their worldview cannot exist.
Wow. Dr. Asaf Romorowski, we appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yes, you bet. Romorowski.com, he's got his own website as well, where he kind of breaks down these issues. I haven't seen a lot of coverage of that. Have you? I maybe it's just me. I've watched CNN. I've tried to tune into the different network newscasts as they cover the story. think of what a different situation this would have been 2 years ago. Israel's basically taken out Hezbollah, right? They're not in the picture anymore. They're not getting bombed from that end of the country. Those hundreds of thousands of missiles they were talking about, many of which have been destroyed, were all taken out before this interaction with Iran. You can see the strategery here if you pay close attention. As when that George W. Bush had called it strategery, yeah. You can see the strategery here in how this was done. It was all done very smartly. The pagers blowing up all of the terrorists so you could identify them by their limp. I mean, you knew who they were, the ones that didn't get killed. And that's all been shut down. And it's made a huge difference in how Israel has been able to carry this out. And the mullahs, as I've read, the Ayatollah, never plans to surrender. They'll go into a cave somewhere before they will. They'd let all 92 million people in their country die just to try to prove that they're right. I don't see a peaceful resolution to this in any way, shape, or form. I also don't want American troops on the ground there. That's not what I want. But, you know, like the line of questioning the other day from Tucker Carlson to Ted Cruz, do you know how many people are in
exactly.
are in the country you want to destroy? And Ted's like, no, whether it's 80 million or 100 million, what difference does it make?
Well, every day the population is changing, too.
Well, that's true.
Right now, especially.
They're fleeing, right? They're trying to get the hell out of Iran if they can, if they have the means to do it. That's for sure. All right. We'll get to a quick break, and we'll be back here in just a minute. Stay tuned.
Interestingly, I think there is an argument to bring back the MRS degree. And no, seriously. And just be clear, that's why you're going to college, right?
Charlie Cook, this is my soundbite of the day. I don't have one of those like Reardon does, but this is my soundbite of the day. Charlie Kirk telling a group of high school girls, raise your hand if you want to get married and have a family someday. And a whole bunch of the girls in the room raise their hand. He's like, all right, I think it's a good time to bring this up. Maybe you need to realize that it's okay if you want to go to college, have fun for 4 years. It's a target-rich environment to find your soulmate, your perfect mate, mm-hmm. so that you can secure a marriage. And same for men. It's okay to want to be a mother and raise a family as opposed to just being a career woman. And that's okay. And it drives the left crazy that somebody could suggest that. Like I'm watching the Facebook feed this morning. They're having their own debate on here about whether or not this is okay. Scooter, who has something critical to say about everything, wanted me to ask Alexandria Hoff, the White House correspondent this morning for Fox, if she went to college to get an MRS degree. The point, you missed the point here, Scooter. You can go to college and do anything you want, but for the past 30 years, the pressure has been put on little girls to be career-oriented and to move away from traditional family roles. And Charlie Kirk and Harrison Butker have stood up and both very loudly expressed their point of view that it's okay if that's what you want to do. You can do and be anything you want to be. Told my own daughters that. Do and be anything you want to be. My oldest daughter is happily married, two babies, and she's got a career. If she chose to stay home with her children instead, I'd be just as happy for her. But to tell her that she can't stay home, she should be discouraged from staying home with her two kids if their family income can support that is wrong. That's just wrong. I don't know why this is controversial.
I don't either. I don't know why it has to be one or the other. And I think women should be encouraged to do both and do whatever they want.
Now, Drew here says you don't like Harrison Butker because he kicks for the Chiefs and just a Bills fan.
That's definitely true. But
that's true.
That's
a
different point.
If we can get past that, I mean, that's okay. I'm just kidding you, Scott. Thanks for your sense of humor on that. I appreciate that. Yeah, that's true. I just thought I'd bring that up, though, because that argument just I don't understand it. Remember the other thing Butker said back then was it's okay for men to be strong men. This is the other thing that drove the radical feminist left nuts, the progressive left, which, let's face it,
is in charge of the Democratic Party these days. That is the driving force. The David Hoggs and the who's the crazy lady that just stepped down from the DNC who ran the NEA for so long. Why her name? Randy Weingarten. These are the driving forces behind the progressive movement that now is the face of the Democratic Party, whether they like it or not. The AOCs and the other people, the Jasmine Crocketts, they're driving the agenda for the left. Let them drive. That's okay. I don't care, because the American people, we're winning these arguments 80-20. This is the other thing that Harrison Butker said about men, that they hated him for daring to have the audacity to come out to a Catholic college graduation and make this outrageous statement.
What do you think are some specific challenges men face today that could be keeping them from their potential?
I think part of the fall from the first sin of Adam and Eve is men want to be like women and women want to be like men. You see a lot of times where women want to be leading the marriage and they want to be the head of the household, and the man, you know, it's the Homer Simpson, sit on the couch, drink beer, and just watch TV and just let everything go on around me, and I'm not really at the center of what's even going on in my household. So, you know, I'm very passionate about encouraging men to be courageous, to not be afraid to be the leader. It's something that we struggle with, I think, a lot of times, to go outside of our comfort zone and to say, you know what, God has called me to be a leader and to lead by example. I'm going to lead my household, and I'm going to lead outside the world when I'm evangelizing. So that's something that I'm very passionate about. And I think more men need to not care about what the world says about them. They need to have strong men that support them with iron sharpening iron. And they need to be encouraged that Jesus Christ was radical. And he said a lot of things that weren't liked and he wasn't loved. But at the end of the day, he stood for truth. And I think men cannot be afraid and cannot waver, and they need to stand for truth.
Amen. You go, Harrison Butker. All right. And on that note, we're just about out of time here. Scott J. Gow, thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
For your help this week. I appreciate it. Drew, same to you. Kim and Ethan will be back in here on Monday. We will find out what they did on vacation. How about that? They're coming back in the middle of a heat wave, aren't they?
Yeah.
Take it easy this weekend. Going to be hot out there, baby. It really is. We'll get Kilmeade in here next with the latest on what's going on in D.C. with the White House and the president. Of course, Annie and Mark should be in later this afternoon. Have a great weekend. We'll see you Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game.
like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is Baseball Your Way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.